From Santa Barbara, California, Timeless Voyager Radio with Bruce Stephen Holmes. Self-development radio for the open mind. Interviews with leading-edge authors and speakers in the fields of environmental issues, alternative healthcare, new psychology, psychic phenomena, UFOs, and extraterrestrial encounters. And now, Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Bruce Stephen Holmes for Timeless Voyager Radio, and my guest today, Wendy Ollis. She specializes in food analysis, but she does it in a very interesting way. Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Hi, Bruce.
Okay, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about how you determine food analysis for people?
Okay, well, first of all, I take a little bit of their hair, and what it is the hair has the person's DNA in it. So what I do is I take the hair.
Okay, so this is, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but it's very similar to if you went and had a biopsy, they take part of your skin. This is different. This is just taking your hair, and of course, it doesn't hurt.
Okay, and what I do is I put it on a chart, and then I have a pendulum, and I take off my shoes, and I sit up straight, and I concentrate, and I put the pendulum over the hair, and on the chart, I have yes or no written down or other different things, and I ask the pendulum, I have to be very specific, I ask it something, and then it'll go to whether the food is beneficial or harmful or minimal. And what that means is whether the food has a beneficial effect upon the body, a harmful effect, or just a minimal effect.
All right, so this is a type of dowsing that you're doing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I mentioned that you were a clear channel. Of course, that's going to help.
Well, you can't do it unless you are a clear channel.
All right, so this is not something that anyone can sit down with a pendulum and start checking their foods out.
No, because what happens is the pendulum's not going to move for them. It's just going to stay heavy.
Now, when you say move, you actually mean that it moves. You don't mean that it like swings back and forth and like a lot of people, you know, do, you know, yes, no, or...
No. This, it actually moves. For example, I have a little chart and I ask it, you know, which foods are beneficial and it'll move to one little place and then it'll keep moving and I just call out the foods and it moves and it moves and it moves and then it stops when it's done. It moves very specifically.
All right. Now... for our listeners, maybe we could just talk a little bit about the idea of dowsing, though, so that they can understand. Because the word sometimes sounds weird. The original, I guess, term was divination, right? That's the term that I've been used to. Then people have used the word dowsing. Now, there are different ways, I understand. There's, of course, with the pendulum, and then people use dowsing rods, too.
Right, to look for water.
Right,
like
or things like, or ley lines and things like that on the earth. So you specifically... become clear somehow. Why don't you maybe just give us a rough idea of what it is that you do and maybe perhaps how you feel or subjectively what your experience is while you're doing this?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a clear channel all the time when I'm walking around. So I'm always receiving information. And when I sit down, I actually feel it coming in through the top of my head. And when I look at the pendulum, I can see a blue light going out from my stomach to the pendulum. And I also see light all around. And my body feels very relaxed and strong. Usually my back is weak, but I'm able to sit up straight without any effort.
Hmm. Now, how did this all start? I mean, everyone, of course, has heard reasons for eating correctly. And, of course, in our society, the idea of eating correctly always has to do with... somehow looking more attractive to the opposite sex and very little to do with anything other than maybe a little bit of health on the side, but mostly just looking good, you know, the material side of it. Now, that is not what you're doing is about, is it? Or is it? I mean, that's a good question. Is that just what it's about or is it more?
Okay. Well, when someone follows a diet that I have for them, they're automatically going to be losing a lot of weight because what happens is your body loses weight and then then you'll start to gain weight eventually up to your optimum level and your body's really rebuilding itself with the new food that you're eating. And also when you're eating the food, you're going to feel so much better than you ever have. In fact, you'll never, what happens is you realize how awful you've been feeling for all these years. And you also become very clear so that when you do eat a food you're not supposed to, you feel it right away. And eventually, you don't even want that food.
We're going to talk more about that. Matter of fact, what we are going to do, I said I wasn't going to do this, but I think we'll talk. We'll use my chart here that we, that Wendy was very, very nice in doing. Before we do that, though, I want to just go over some interesting points here. Generally, you say that everyone should omit from their diet certain things. Now, you've said here pork, caffeine, salt, honey, sugar, sugar substitutes, preservatives, and chemicals. Now, of course, in our day and age, what would be left? Air?
You know, all processed foods are going to be eliminated.
Look, we can omit almost every diet soft drink available, and then you can omit almost every other soft drink that has caffeine in it, and then every other soft drink because it has sugar, and then everything else because if it has preservatives, chemicals, honey, or salt, so every frozen food then could be omitted. Well,
that's right,
your comment.
You're absolutely right. All of those things are really not good for your body at all.
Now, what would a person expect to happen to them if they were to do this? I mean, let's forget about the weight. Let's talk about effects in the physiology, maybe even the psychology, the emotional system, perhaps even spirituality. What would happen?
Okay, well, in the beginning, if your diet has been really, really bad, like maybe you, Bruce.
Like me. Okay. Folks, I'm the first one to admit that my diet has really been the worst.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
here I am, a spokesman for Timeless Voyager Radio. I have a food eating disorder. Okay, fine. Now we've established that.
Okay. Your body's going to start purifying itself, Bruce. So you might even get sick for 2 or 3 days as all the, you know, chemicals and yuckiness come out of your body. That's what happened to me. Actually, I was sick for a week when I first started. So you're going to feel awful.
So you don't look that badly out of condition. So maybe I could expect to be sick for maybe 6 months. I don't know. I'm just asking, you know.
Well, once you get through the sickness, you're going to start feeling much better.
Okay. Now, but the purpose, there's got to be real motivation for this because first, it seems like everything that you've said omit from the diet, it sounds like all the things that I like. Well, I mean, I don't eat pork, but it looks like I eat everything else that's on here.
What happens, Bruce, is
once I love BHT. I'm being silly. Okay.
Once you start eating the vegetables without any salt and the food, it's going to seem boring and you're not going to really want to eat that much, so you're going to be losing weight. But what happens is eventually you start to love the food and it becomes tasty so that if you go out to a restaurant, the food's going to taste bad because of the salt and other things. You're not going to be used to it. And you're going to be feeling kind of lightheaded and yucky after eating some restaurant food.
Okay, so the purpose of our show today, okay, and for those of you listening, is we're going to actually establish, using some of the information that you did about my particular food chart here, and we're going to talk about how you've done this. We'll give some examples of what you've done here. But most importantly, people need to have a reason to stay tuned. Because after all, this is what our whole society is about. Everything on television, according to this chart of yours, should I say everything? Seems like almost everything I see on television is not on this chart.
Yeah, you're going to become really clear. So that's also a benefit. I would not be a clear channel if I was eating all the things I used to eat.
Okay, so you're saying that spiritually speaking,
you progress.
Your state of consciousness or awareness has changed, and in your case, you're going to say for the better.
Much better.
Completely based on a simple, this is not simple, but I mean, people do a lot of strange things to change their consciousness. Uh-huh. So this is the simplest and easiest thing that a person could possibly do. To what? Practically catapult themselves into another state of awareness?
Correct. You feel totally comfortable inside your body. And you feel very, very clear. And it's a wonderful feeling.
Okay, now here's something else that you have on your chart. We talked about what people should omit from their diet. I've heard of food combining, and this is a very interesting point because those people who cook, those people who are familiar with chemistry and biology certainly understand that there are ways to combine that yield different, there are different yields depending on how you combine. So you say here, always dilute fruit juice with at least half water.
That's very important.
Okay. Do not mix fruit and vegetables at the same meal. And then apples are the only exception. Okay. So you can have apple. Okay. Apples you can have with vegetables.
Most people can.
All right. If possible, wait 2 hours or more between fruit and vegetables. Okay. So no fruit and vegetables within 2 hours. Starch and red meat should not be had at the same meal.
Yeah.
So in other words, a person should not have the old standard meat and potatoes, right?
Well, if they're totally clear from being on the diet and they eat it, they're going to notice they're not going to feel too good for a couple hours.
I'm talking about the way the most...
Yeah, it's not
Western,
healthy.
Western civilization type people have this. This is like the stable. This is it. This is the staple. This is meat and potatoes. Then milk... Milk products or eggs combined with meats are not good for anyone. So now here we are, no eggs and bacon. Of course, he said no pork in the first place. But the point is here, that's how you see food combining. Now, I think that if I'm correct, almost every person who's listening to this show is trying to figure out what they could possibly do. I mean, this is very strong. Now, The first thing that you said to me when I talked to you about being on the show and you gave me this little diet that I was supposed to use for the next 11 months. Interestingly enough, folks, this information that Wendy gives us is good for a certain period of time. It's not forever.
Correct. I doused to see the correct time period.
Okay. The point here is that not everyone can ever do this for a long time, right?
Well, what happens is, for example, yours is 11 months. Mm-hmm. In 11 months, there'll be changes. For example, if you've been following it pretty closely, chances are you'll be able to eat a lot more food than you normally are.
We're going to use me as an example. And of course, I'm probably one of the worst examples, but maybe not the worst.
What I do is at home, I eat the way I'm supposed to. And then if I go out to a restaurant or someone's house, then I eat the way I want to. Like I might have eggs and bacon and bread or whatever, because having the chart, you know what's optimal for you, but it's impossible to follow it all the time. And it would be very difficult to follow it if you went out to a restaurant. And it's kind of nice once in a while to go off of it and eat all those things that you can't normally eat.
Okay, now, but how do you feel when you do that?
I feel sick.
Okay. So the point here, I think, well taken, is that what we really want and desire, I guess, is not that good for us, is it?
Correct. A lot of it's emotional attachment. Hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's get specific here because it's kind of interesting. Now, I'm going to give you a copy of my food chart, and let's see if we can explain to people how this occurred and what I should or shouldn't have. Now, I'm going to hand this thing over to you.
Okay.
And now, as... many of you may or may not know, I've chosen, of course, to be pretty much a vegetarian, even though I eat cookies, cake, and ice cream. Lots of chemicals. So the chart is divided up into three sections, as I understand it. Why don't you tell our listeners?
Okay. There's the regular chart, which lists all the foods that there is. And then also there's a better foods chart. What I do is I douse to see whether I need to do the better foods chart. And for Bruce, I did.
All right. Is this it?
And there's also a better eating process chart, and Bruce didn't qualify for that. But anyway,
Stop. I didn't qualify. Now let's start with this. A better food chart means what?
Okay, what that means is that you need to eat more or less of the following items.
Okay, now which is the more? So that was the thing I was questioning. You mean I should have more soup or less soup?
Soup? You mean sour?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought the word was soup. It's sour. Okay.
Okay, so with the pendulum, I go through all of them. And what I got for you, Bruce, is you're supposed to eat less sour food, less bitter food, less sweet food, less pungent food, less salty food.
Okay, let's stop right there. So for me, on the better food chart, I had to have less of those. Okay, now we'll go to the proteins.
Okay, less protein.
Well, do you have to say them all? Are they all less?
No. Not all of them.
This is nothing that a doctor hasn't told me already, that I should have less of everything. Okay. Which one could I have more of?
None of them, but for... but.
So I can't have... All right. Okay. This is interesting, folks. Okay.
But for cooked food, I didn't get more or less. So you're fine as far as that. And for your...
Wait, what does cooked food mean?
Okay, some people have to eat less cooked food or more cooked food. And when I held the pendulum, it just stayed still, which means that I didn't even need to consider that one for you.
All right, so cold food, I had to have less of. Less warm food, less...
No, cold food, you're fine.
Okay, maybe because I'm trying to explain this to people. Uh-huh. You have on your chart here, cold, warm, raw, cooked, and better combinations. Now, in my case, how did that come up?
Okay, in your case, it was less raw food, and none of the other ones applied for you.
So, and more cooked. Now,
no, it didn't. Not even that. Just less raw for you.
Okay, less raw, and the cooked was okay. Just looked. Uh-huh. All right. Now, what is a raw food versus a cooked food?
A raw food would be, for example, a raw carrot.
Okay, and cooked carrot.
All
right. So, I'd be better off having cooked vegetables, according to your chart.
Correct.
Than having fresh raw vegetables.
Correct.
Okay. Now, next comes, of course, there was a part for dairy, vegetables, fruit, grain, legumes. What was my qualification on all those? Was that less?
Okay, for that, less vegetables, less grains, and less legumes.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then fruit and dairy was okay in my case.
Correct.
Okay, because that's how I don't eat dairy products. Well, that's great. Now, what did we do under protein, carbohydrates, fats, water, and meat? Did I have anything on that?
Less protein, less carbohydrates, less fats, and that's it.
Okay, so water, and of course I don't eat meat, so now water. That's great. Well, I can have plenty of water. Well, folks, this is good. I can have as much water as I want. Okay, now, under the next... part of your chart here, you have this thing called more variety or better preparation. Did I qualify in those?
No.
Okay. So for me, I'm having enough variety and I'm having good preparation.
Yes.
So when I have, like, I don't want to mention all these things on the air. Okay. When I have cookies, they're prepared correctly. I've been choosing the correct cookies. Let's just do a couple more. I don't want to bore people with all the stuff, but in the same, I think it's interesting to hear this because it's different from opening up a book and deciding you're going to go on a diet and eat, you know, less calories. You had another column here that says less overall, more overall. What does that mean under the better eating process?
That means that the person needs to eat less overall. But you didn't qualify for that, but I think it's because for the less, you didn't have to eat less of everything.
Okay, and under eat more slowly, I didn't qualify for that?
For none of these.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, how about rest after meals, more regular schedule, different time?
No.
Okay. Now, so what could happen is a person might, the pendulum may go over and say they should rest after their meals.
Yeah, that's what it is for my son, who's a year and a half.
Okay, so there are all different possibilities here. And then problem meals. Did I qualify for anything there? So my problem is 24 hours a day. Uh-huh. Okay, but again, for people who are interested, there's the four categories, breakfast, lunch, supper, and between meals. So some people may have too much at breakfast or lunch is a problem time for them or dinner is a problem time or between meals. All right, so that's all done with the pendulum. And as you pointed out before, and in case anyone may have missed this, it's for a particular period of time. And the pendulum will tell... for example, with me, it was 11 months from the date that you did my chart.
Yes.
Other people may be longer or shorter periods of time.
It could be a year. It could be 3 months. It could be 2 months.
Okay, so basically what's happening here is that each person then is getting a specific information about what they should or shouldn't eat, how they should eat or shouldn't eat, and then how long they should stay with this, and then what? They come back and get it done again?
Yes, it's as individual as a fingerprint.
All right, let's go over the process now once more so that people can understand. You take the pendulum, you set it up, and you have three categories: harmful, beneficial, or minimal.
Correct.
Okay, now harmful, we obviously can mm-hmm. all get that one. Beneficial, I'm sure everyone understands, but what about this word minimal?
That means the food has minimal effect on the body. So you can have some of the food, but you shouldn't be eating lots and lots of it. You want to be eating lots of the beneficial food, and you want to totally eliminate the harmful food from your diet.
Okay, so let's just go over some of my harmful, beneficial, and minimal. Let's not do them all because there was a lot of stuff there. But things that surprised me. Let's do the oil category. I thought that was interesting. Okay, so these were the oils. Why don't you tell the listeners what you found?
Okay, corn oil was harmful for Bruce. Flaxseed oil was beneficial.
Incidentally, I looked for flaxseed oil. I haven't been able to find.
I think it's in the refrigerated section. Okay. I'm not positive.
All right.
Olive oil.
Never even heard of it.
It's a popular oil.
Olive oil, right. Are you ready for this?
It's minimal.
$10.50 for one quart. I'm sorry, it was a half gallon of olive oil. And a half gallon of Wesson corn oil is only $2.09. Now, certainly some people cannot afford to take care of themselves under these conditions.
Well, they shouldn't have any oil then.
It was just a point here that uh-huh. I thought I'd bring up. Okay.
Okay.
So I can't have corn oil, but I could have olive oil.
Yes. Peanut oil, safflower oil, and sesame seed oil.
Right? Now, peanut oil, of course, that means I can't have peanut butter.
Correct. Right now, these oils are harmful for
you. I understand. Okay.
And that's it for the oils.
So the oils that I can have
are flaxseed oil and olive oil.
That's it?
Yeah.
What about avocado? Well, that's not an oil, but
avocado is minimal for you.
Okay, that's a minimal. So what you just told everybody were the beneficial.
I told everyone the beneficial and the harmful.
Okay, so the beneficial oil for me, if I'm going to have are you ready? If I'm going to have French fries, I need to make my French fries in flaxseed oil without salt.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now, I can live with that. Oh, I can live with that.
Let's see if you can have ketchup.
But no, I have a potato?
Okay, let's see, Bruce.
That's the next thing.
Okay, potato is under vegetable starch. And yes, you can have a potato.
All right, so, and did it tell you how I had to have it prepared?
No.
Okay, and can I have fried foods?
You could have some with flaxseed oil, yeah.
All right, so I can make, I'm trying to work with this thing. Okay, so I can have French fries made with flaxseed oil as long as they don't have salt on them.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so I've got that one. Now, what else can I have? I'm trying to develop a dinner here. Now, of course, I can't have French fries with any kind of meat.
Uh-huh.
Bruce, I don't eat meat, though.
Yeah, Bruce, you're going to have to totally change. You're going to have to eat lots of steamed vegetables with nothing on them.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you'll learn to like it.
Sounds like I'm being punished.
I'm able to check and see how many servings a person should eat. For example,
don't tell me how many French fries can I have.
Right. For example, if you showed up for less dairy, I could check and see how many servings. I consider a serving half a cup. How many servings a day or a week you should have of that? I didn't do it for you, Bruce, because I thought it would be much too difficult right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's just go over a couple more then, and then we're going to go on to something else, which I think is important, and that is what the reasons would be for the food being, for example, harmful in some cases. So why don't we just do a couple more? What else am I, what did you discover? Why don't you pick out something you think is interesting?
Okay, figs, kumquat, lemon, lime.
What are
harmful.
Okay, these are harmful.
Yes.
So I'm not supposed to eat figs. Well, kumquats I haven't had in a long, ever, uh-huh. I don't think. Lemon?
Yes.
So lemon.
Yes.
Lemonade. 7-Up.
Sugar, chemicals. No.
Lime.
Yeah.
So lime in a glass of water is no good.
Right. What you could have, Bruce, is you could have diluted fruit juice.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
As a snack.
Lime, what else? These are harmful for me.
Papaya, peach, pear, Persian melon, persimmon, pineapple, plum. Let me tell you something before we continue. What I've noticed is...
And you listeners out there are wondering, how am I supposed to follow this thing? Is this like one of, is this a, uh, just just real quickly. Is this one of the more, what's the word here, disciplinarian type diets you've given to somebody? I mean, do other people have?
Some people have almost everything being beneficial, and they may have one or two harmful. Bruce, it's really difficult. When I first started, I had to totally change.
I feel like nature is picking on me.
Okay. What I did is I would eat some of the beneficial foods when I first started, and then every day I would go out and get chocolate chip cookies and eat them, and I had to maintain a positive attitude. I had to think, yes, I had a good lunch, and yes, I had a good breakfast, but yes, I had cookies, and tomorrow I'm going to try to have less cookies. And as time went on, I found myself going on less and less binges. So the more you do it, the easier it gets.
It seems to me that this is really strong.
It makes you very strong as a person.
No, I'm talking about... Okay, what fruit can I have? I mean, the list of what I can't have is so long. Why don't you just tell me what I can have?
Pomegranate is beneficial for you, Bruce.
I've never even seen what a pomegranate looks like.
They have them at Tri-County Produce. Okay, then a whole bunch of fruits are minimal for you. So you could have apple, apricot, banana, blackberry, and it goes on and on and on. So there are a lot of fruits.
What beneficial fruit is there?
Just pomegranate, Bruce.
One fruit?
Yes.
One fruit in an entire list of fruits is beneficial for me.
It's quite unusual, but yes.
Okay. all right. Let's just drop my chart for a few minutes now. Okay. What is a possible reason then for a food to be either harmful or minimal?
Okay. Harmful food could be from childhood. For example, I ate lots of peas and corn in childhood, and my childhood was traumatic. So peas and corn are usually harmful for me. But recently, since I've been kind of coming out of my trauma more, I can have peas and corn, which is interesting.
Okay, so basically you're saying that we know that taste and smell elicit certain emotional responses. So just a guess here, it's possible, for example, that the taste or smell of a particular vegetable or fruit or whatever it might be is somehow emotionally attached to some trauma in the past?
Yeah, the body remembers. And I've even read in books, I can't remember what, but I've seen that other nutritionists have recognized the fact that this happens.
Okay, so we have family emotions, let's call it, or mm-hmm. emotional strife of some type. Huh.
Or it could be if you were going through a divorce and you were eating lots of peaches every day, peaches may elicit a negative effect upon your body.
Okay, now, all right, so I have all of these fruits that somehow I'm not supposed to have because of the possible emotional connection they had.
No, or it could be that you just ate a lot of that fruit, or it could be none of those, and just for right now, according to your body physiology, it wouldn't be good for you.
Okay, now that's the point I keep forgetting about. I keep forgetting that this is only for 11 months, or actually in this particular case, we're down to 10 months. All right. So in other words, if I just omit this diet and not even do it, for you know, the next 10 months and come back to you, it will probably change.
It might change some, probably.
I mean, they're not going to come back and say, hey, look, you didn't do the first part, so you can't do the second part. They're not going to do that.
No, there could be changes.
Now, of course, we do know, and we hear this through Ayurveda and a lot of the other holistic health approaches to food and food usage, that different times of the year elicit a different response in the body, and as a result, the body would do better with certain foods that you may have, for example, in the spring that you should not have in the fall, etc.
I believe that to be true.
And so do you see that happening when you do specializing, when you do this type of dowsing?
Yeah, I've noticed if I'm doing a couple people's charts during one season, I notice that all of them have a certain vegetable as being beneficial. So this, I have noticed.
So here are the possible, okay, these are the reasons then a food is harmful. One, some emotional problem connected with the food. Two, perhaps you eat too much of it. And then three, none of the above and something else.
Right, or actual food allergy. I have an actual wheat allergy. So if I do my chart from now till I die, wheat is always going to be harmful for me.
Okay, so now let's open up a new discussion here. Now, you, of course, have a young, very young child at this point. So you went through a pregnancy, I guess. Did you do this during your pregnancy?
Yes.
Okay.
During a pregnancy, your diet opens up. So I wasn't even allergic to wheat during my pregnancy. I could eat everything and feel fine.
So dousing during pregnancy, you found, of course, there were certain things you weren't supposed to have, though.
No, I could have everything.
Oh, really?
The whole spectrum opened up for me.
So can you say that for most women who are pregnant, or do you want to just say that that's a possibility?
I would say for most women. I think your body does something special so that you can have lots of different foods. What you eat during nursing is very important. And what I do for that is I mix the baby's hair and the mother's hair, and I ask for a diet that's beneficial for both mother and child. If you ask for a diet that's only best beneficial for the baby, you can end up with the baby really doing well and the mother not doing well, which is what happened to me. So I learned a good lesson.
So in this particular case, again, we come back to this hair. You mix the mother's hair and the baby's hair together, and then you douse using the two of them to establish what the mother should be eating during the time that she's nursing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. I wonder what doctors think of this.
I don't know. It's great as far as eliminating gas in your baby. I wasn't supposed to eat broccoli and lettuce and cauliflower and lots of other things, and it eliminated all gas in my son.
So for children that may be colicky.
It's wonderful.
All right. Well, I wish I'd known about this 17 years ago. Okay.
My son thrived so much that he only needed 8 hours sleep a day. I'm not joking.
Actually, there were a lot of us then that we wouldn't want to do this then so that we could make our children sleep longer. All right. Okay. Now babies and children. Okay.
It's very important for children.
All right. So at this point, now a baby is no longer nursing. So now we just take their hair.
Yes.
And you douse. Okay. Using the pendulum method. And you can establish their dietary needs. Now, of course, it seems to me that if a person were to do this now and be very, very careful, their children would not develop the tastes and needs that I have at this point in my life.
I would say that's correct.
It would appear that way. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think so. I've done a lot of babies and children, and some children, you know, can practically eat anything and they're fine. And other kids, it's very strict. But it's good to have your child done because there's always at least two things that are harmful that you should know about.
So hopefully they won't have as restrictive a diet as I've come up with at this point.
No, it's probably going to be more
am I
open.
Am I being disciplined, do you think, somehow?
I think so.
Okay.
Let me tell you something really good that
I
happens.
I don't want to hear anything good. Go ahead. I'm
okay.
Kidding.
What happens is if you survive this over the years, you end up having total control with your mind over what you put in your body. So you can resist all temptations. It's a really nice feeling knowing that you're not
all
controlled
food, all food
by something.
Temptations.
All food or probably even other things. You learn total self-control.
If anyone could stay on this particular diet that you have handed me, they would be perfected now.
They would be feeling really good.
All right. So let's see here. Let's go over a couple things before we lose track. Let's talk about these rules once more then that you gave me. Okay. Diet info everyone should follow. So here it is once again. Diet info everyone should follow. So these are the things that everyone can do immediately. These are the things that you should not have starting immediately. No pork, no caffeine, salt, honey, sugar, sugar substitutes, preservatives, and chemicals. How do you feel about that? Okay. I feel like I'm getting back at, you know, everybody. Okay. Next. It says, under food combining, this makes sense. This I can live with. So, never drink fruit juice straight. Why is that?
It's too strong, concentrated for the body. It's almost like having sugar.
So, I mean, you go out there, you get a bunch of fresh oranges, you squeeze them, and then you have to dilute them with water.
Once you start diluting it, you get used to it.
Well, of course. I'm just,
yeah.
You know, I know you keep trying to make everybody feel good. Okay. Secondly, do not mix fruit and vegetables at the same meal.
That's pretty well known.
So a salad with carrots and raisins is not good.
Correct. That's not good.
Okay. But if you had apples and carrots, you can do that.
Most people could handle it.
Except me, because I can't have raw.
Well, you can have less raw. It doesn't mean you have to totally eliminate okay. it, Bruce.
All right. And then, of course, wait 2 hours before eating vegetables if you just had fruit. Or reverse it.
You try to.
All right. So if you had an apple, don't have a carrot. Wait a couple hours. Mm-hmm. All right. And then here comes the big one. Starch and red meat are a no-no.
For most people.
Okay, that's a good point. For most people, and of course, the people that are listening, we don't know who's who. They need to be doused to find out. So there are people then who could have steak and potatoes.
If you had a very strong body, they could probably handle it.
And then finally, milk products, eggs should not be combined with meat. So you can't have a hamburger and a glass of milk. You can't have a hamburger and a shake. You can't have eggs and bacon. You can't have yogurt and... I don't know. Okay, so, or how about this one? A cheeseburger. You're not supposed to have that. Okay. All right, so we got the idea. Now, that's something that everyone could do. And this information that you got is pretty standard, isn't it?
Yes.
Right.
I remember if you go out to eat, you can have some of the stuff. It's just at home, you have to be really strict.
Okay, now, of course, a lot of people eat out an awful lot, so those people better change that. You feel certain things when you're doing this, don't you?
Yes. I actually feel the person's essence when I do it. For example, I get to feel who they are. For example, if the person is an evil person, then it feels like I'm doing Darth Vader's chart. I just get a feeling. Or when I was doing my son's, I could feel that his heart was very open. And interestingly enough, and this is universal for all people that douse, if the person you're doing does not want you to do their chart or whatever, what happens is the pendulum becomes really heavy, so you have to wait quite a while for it to move. And if someone really is into having their chart done, it's very light and it moves very quickly and fast.
All right, so once again, we find out that people need to invite. They cannot. You just cannot do this thing without their invitation.
Well, I could still do it, but I would have to wait a little bit.
All right. What do you think will happen in society if people began to eat this way?
Well, obviously they'll become much more clear, have much more self-control, and also they'll be able to do it for themselves. People who are very high consciousness, they can actually just touch a food and tell if it's good for them or not. And obviously they can tell by eating it too. So people with high consciousness, very high consciousness, don't really need me to do their chart. I have done some of their charts just to sort of verify what they already know.
Now, of course, animals do not eat anywhere near like human beings. I mean, animals have certain things they eat and that's it. Period. I mean, you know, horses don't need to have salt and sugar. And well, horses like salt, but I'm just saying they don't have sugar on their wheat or et cetera. I'm just saying. So we really use a lot of incredible stuff that we don't need, don't we?
Yeah, it's just learned stuff.
We just have a couple minutes. What would you like to say to people about what you are doing? Why should people do this? Why should they learn this?
It's going to change your life. It really is. Because you feel clearer, you actually become smarter. And you become more focused with your attention and you can do more. And you need a lot less sleep. I used to need like 10 hours of sleep a day and I think I only need about 4 hours of sleep and maybe a 20-minute nap during the day. It really, really changes your life. That's what I want to tell people.
So you're saying a person could actually get more work done and have less sleep? Just because, I can see that if you're eating a lot of foods that are not good for you, it takes a lot of energy to digest them.
Right, and your liver has to do a lot of work getting them out of your system.
So the point here... You know, I was being silly in the show. There are certain things, you know, that make me laugh. I mean, I haven't been able to follow this. And of course, you say that you don't have to follow this perfectly. You just have to have the intent to keep it with it as long as it takes.
The more you follow it, the better you're going to feel. So if you're just following half of it, you're still going to be feeling much better. And you can eat the foods that are minimal. And chances are you probably only have six or seven things that are harmful for you. So it really doesn't, it's really not as difficult as it seems, and you become more and more creative the more you're on it. For example, Bruce, I noticed you could have pancakes with crushed fruit on them for breakfast.
So you have to. So what you have to do is you have to have the attitude that rather than that you're losing something, that you are going to gain something else, and you just do the best you can with it. For example, you're going to gain clarity, you're going to gain higher awareness, a better consciousness, feel rested, your body's going to work better. And so what you want to do is not think that you're losing the ability to eat a kudos bar for breakfast, but rather that because of the type of breakfast you're having, you're going to gain a certain amount of clarity.
That's exactly the way it is. And as you notice the changes, you're going to be trying harder and harder to be on it because you're not going to want the feeling when you're off of it.
Now, you say specifically, and of course, I know that this is true as far as meat is concerned. If I don't ever eat it, but every once in a while, I may end up having something that has lard in it by mistake. And I know that it makes me very ill. And you're saying that this kind of effect will carry over as you change your diet. You will know when you eat something that is not good for you.
You will definitely know. It'll be loud and clear.
Now, so when you said a person could go out and have dinner in a restaurant and eat those things that they're not supposed to eat, I mean, you're suggesting that they may do that, but they're not going to feel very good, are they?
Right. It would be impossible to go out to a restaurant and find something that you could
eat. It's going to be impossible to go out. This is this is something that people are going to be concerned about.
If you go out to eat a lot, you just have to do the best you can.
So we have to change now the restaurants. I mean, we already changed the restaurant industry as far as breaking away from just meat and then moving into the realm of chicken and turkey. So now we have to move the restaurants further into the idea of making foods this way.
Right. Right now food you combining. Can make special requests.
So I don't know how I'm going to tell them that I had my food meals doused. But the most important thing, I guess, there are a few things here. Let's see if I can review them. One, it's only for a certain amount of time, and then maybe it'll change.
And usually it changes for the better. Unless if you're going through a big emotional trauma, then it'll probably become more restrictive.
Okay, and then certain foods that bring on the memory of emotional trauma from the past are foods that you probably will not be able to eat.
As long as you're still affected by your past.
Okay. And then most importantly here is that with any luck, all of this will change and you'll still feel great and be able to have meat and potatoes.
Yeah. It always changes and it always gets better the more you're on it.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for being on the show. I really appreciate the fact that you took the time to be here today. So this is Bruce Stephen Holmes, and I hope that your own personal voyage through life towards development of your highest potential is a joyous and successful one. Thank you.